Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're working on a new series about the importance of learning to praise God continually. We have been created to bring glory to God, and one of the ways we glorify Him is through praising Him continually. I don't mean singing. I mean talking about who He is and what He has done, is doing, and will do. I'm talking about acknowledging Him in the face of trouble, because there's power in praise. Praise stops the enemy and stills the avenger, and praise prepares the way for God to show you His salvation in your circumstance. And we're examining something that happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The nation of Judah, which was the southern half of the kingdom of Israel, faced an impossible situation. Three enemy armies had banded together and were coming against them. When news was brought to King Jehoshaphat, he said he was afraid. He was afraid. He knew they didn't have the resources to deal with this, and he didn't know what to do. So he called the people together. He proclaimed a fast, and then they sought God. And we've emphasized, we've got his prayer recorded. It's a wonderful prayer, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. This, his prayer, he begins not with the problem, but with the solution. He magnifies God. He begins to talk about the bigness of God. He talks about God's past help in similar situations, and he talks about God's promise of future help. Then he states the problem and says, "We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you." And as you read the whole account, God spoke to them, gave them a battle plan, and they went into battle with praise, and they defeated an overwhelming enemy army with praise. That's exactly what it says. They rejoiced over their enemies. Praise stopped the enemy and stilled the avenger. One of the most powerful weapons you have in your arsenal, one of the most powerful tools you have for dealing with life's challenges, is praise to God. Now, we left off yesterday saying that when trouble comes our way, we all have a tendency to magnify the problem. Forget church words for a minute. When I say magnify, forget church words. When you magnify something, you make it bigger in your eyes. When you magnify a bug with a magnifying glass, the magnifying glass makes the bug look bigger. It doesn't change the bug, but it changes how you see him. To magnify God does the very same thing. When you begin to talk about how big God is and how good God is and how faithful God is, He gets bigger in your eyes. Now, He doesn't change. He can't change. He's big. He's as big as He is. He's big. But He gets bigger to you, which increases your trust, your confidence, or your faith. See, praise is the language of faith. Praise to God, magnifying God, talking about His bigness and His help, makes Him bigger in your eyes, which increases your trust or your faith. Well, God works in our lives by His grace through our faith, so you've opened the door to His help. Now, Jehoshaphat began not with the problem, but with the solution. He had to overcome the natural tendency we all have to forget God's help. We're told in Psalm 103, verse 2, not to forget God's benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. For bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Our natural tendency is to focus only on what we see and feel in the moment, and it's almost like, God who? Most of us exhaust everything we can do in the natural, and then we pray. Prayer becomes a last resort. The first thing you need to do is magnify God by talking about who He is and what He has done, is doing, and will do. And it seems right in the moment, because that's how we feel and that's how things look. Our mind races to try to figure things out and find a solution. Now, this doesn't mean there aren't times when we talk about the trouble and how we ought to deal with it, but you got to be honest. with yourself. Are you magnifying the problem or God and his power when you talk? Most of us say 50 words about the problem and one or two words about God. It needs to be reversed. Now, God, if we keep reading here in 2 Chronicles 20, God did speak to Judah through the prophet Jehaziel and assured his people that he would fight for them. These are those wonderful preaching words. The battle is not mine. Stand still and see the salvation of God. We'll examine those in detail probably next week. But it goes on to say they thanked and praised God for his promise to them. Once they got the word of the Lord, they praised the Lord for his promise to help them. And then if you keep reading, the rest of that day and an entire night passed before anything changed, before they went into battle. In other words, nothing changed in their circumstances. They had to hold on to what God had said to them. Now, in the morning, when they got up and prepared to go out to the battlefield, Jehoshaphat, the king, exhorted them to continue to believe God's word that they would be victorious because he would help them. In verse 20, he says, hold firmly to your faith in God and you will be found firm or you will be successful. Hold firmly to your faith in God and his word to you, and you will be successful. And to help them keep their focus on God and his faithfulness as they went into the battlefield, the king appointed praisers to proclaim the goodness of God. You're familiar with this story. Jehoshaphat sent the praisers out first. Now, don't hear that religiously. I mean, there's a lot of good worship songs. Send Judah first, and the battle will be won. That just has become a little song we sing. We don't do what that song tells us to do, but we have a good time singing it in church. No, he sent the praisers out first to help them keep their focus on the goodness of God. Let me read verse 21. This is the New Living Translation. The king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love endures forever. They went into the battle thanking God for victory before they saw a victory. They went into battle talking about God's faithfulness and his goodness when they couldn't see any evidence of his faithfulness and goodness. See, that's praise. That's the kind of praise that stops the enemy and stills the avenger because it opens the door to God's power. Now, this is a historical account of real people who faced real trouble and got real help from God. It was written down in part to reveal some things to us about how God works, to teach and encourage each succeeding generation of people, including us. Romans 15:4 says that the things that were written down in the Old Testament were written for our learning, so we could learn how God works and how we should cooperate with him. It was written to give us information and to encourage us. Now, Jehoshaphat had God's word that God was going to help him. The same words that brought Judah courage and hope can help us. God gave them specific instructions about how to face an overwhelming, potentially catastrophic circumstance. As you read here what God said to them, I'm not going to read it all today, but I will get to it. He told them two times, fear not and be not dismayed. In verse 15, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. And then in verse 17, fear not nor be dismayed. Two times he said, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. Let's talk about that. We feel fear when we're threatened by something that is greater than the power and resources available to us. Fear is generated when something comes against you that's bigger than what you can handle with your power and your resources. However, nothing can come against us that is bigger than God and his power. Now, these aren't just church words. Because I'm sure everybody said, oh, amen, nothing can come against me that's bigger than God. That's not just church words. I'm not just a preaching. This is reality as it truly is. God is bigger than everything. Nothing can come against you that is bigger than God. Therefore, there is no reason to fear. I don't mean that you don't feel fear. Fear is an automatic response to what your eyes see. That's natural. I mean, you recognize that there's more to the situation than what you see. There's Almighty God perfectly present with you, loving and reigning and upholding all things by the word of his power. When you begin to proclaim and acknowledge the fact that the thing you're facing isn't bigger than God, see, that's praising the Lord. That's another way of saying praise the Lord. When you begin to praise the Lord by acknowledging and proclaiming the fact that this thing you're facing isn't bigger than God, he is magnified in your eyes, he looks bigger, and your fear is lessened. See, one of the most effective ways to deal with fear is to, well, let me say this first. I don't teach anything I don't actually do. I'd be a hypocrite if I did that. Everything, and only, you have to take my word on this, only God knows if I'm telling the truth or not, but I am telling the truth. When something comes against me, the first thing I ask myself is this bigger than God? And the answer is always no. Therefore, I'm able to say, you're not bigger than God, and you're going down by the power of my God, who's bigger than you. And my fears lessen. Here's something else. I look at the worst case scenario, the worst thing that could happen in this circumstance, and I ask myself, is that bigger than God? Now, some people are afraid to do that. Oh, that's a bad confession. Now, I look at the worst thing that could happen, and I ask myself, is this bigger than God? I've got real good news, friends. I've never yet encountered anything that's bigger than God. Now, in Judah's case here, back to our historical account, in Judah's situation, here's the worst that could have happened. They could have all been slaughtered by the enemy armies that day. But you know what? That's not bigger than God. We could do whole lessons on this, but consider one point. We are eternal beings, and for those who know the Lord, the greater and better part of our existence is ahead. Every one of these people that knew the Lord would have gone to heaven. And guess what? They all would have died anyway. Well, that's a bad place to stop. More
tomorrow. You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.